Just one question regarding the laws of Purim. Hopefully this question will not be halakha lema'aseh, but the question is asked, if somebody bar minnan is in mourning, he's in avelut, for example, let's say for the year of a father or a mother, or he's within 30 days of other relatives, how does that affect him regarding receiving mishloach manot on Purim? What's the question? Why shouldn't he be able to receive mishloach manot? Because halakha tells us that somebody that, let's say, is in avelut for the year, you are not allowed to tell him shalom, because he does not have shalom. He just suffered a great loss. So the Ben Ish Chai wants to say that when you give him a shloach manot, that's similar to she'elat shalom, which should be forbidden. That's the way the Haggah also writes in the Ramah, in Siman Tafresh Saddi Vav, in Se'iv Vav. So according to the Ben Ish Chai and Rabbi Moshe Isulish, they hold that one is not allowed to give somebody that is in avelut a mishloach manot. However, Chacham Avadya in Halichot Olam argues. There are many poskim, amongst them is Rav Hida, and also Rav Chaim Palachi, that write, there is no avelut on Purim. Even if somebody is within the year, the laws of She'elat Shalom, for example, do not apply, just as if they don't apply on Shabbat during the year, where you're allowed to tell the Avel Shabbat Shalom. So too, Chacham Avadya holds, you can give somebody that's the Avelut a Mishloach Manot, and he can receive it. And that is the Halakha. Certainly, the Avel must give Mishloach Manot. He's not exempt from his obligation. The Hiddush over here is that he's even allowed to receive. And that's the Halakha according to Chacham Avadya.